Love line.
Just trying to get yourself charged up here. Right. Oh, way to go, Adam.
Kick
That's nice.
Just trying to kick an ounce of enthusiasm into my lifeless corpse. No. Yeah. Phone number for Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Dr. Drew over there. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. You, troubled teen with an attitude. Drew's going to see right through that veil and help you tonight. Right, Drewski?
As you say, Adam. Let's go.
That's right there, buddy boy. Ready to hop on the phones and help the nation?
Way to go, Ace.
Yeah. Here we go now.
Ooh.
No.
Gives me a little chill.
No, but we got to get a lightning round going soon. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys is going to be in here tonight. We actually have a Backstreet Boy on this show.
You're not going to subject him to a lightning round, are you?
No, it doesn't work with guests. But Nick and the rest of the boys, Backstreet Boys that is, are finishing up their gig at the Staples Center. And he's coming straight over here. So he should be here any time now, depending on how long it takes him to have sex with 10 groupies backstage. Finish up, wipe down, and head over here. Josh?
Oh, wow. What's up?
You're 18. What's going on?
I'm 18. I have a comment and a question.
All right.
My comment was I went to the Backstreet Boy concert to pick up girls, but my plan, it backfired, and the girls were like, they're all like 12 years old.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Yep. I still could have put together an alternate plan with those 12-year-olds.
Was there just an amazing amount of screaming? Shrieking?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Were you at the show?
Yeah, I actually went. I paid some shady guy, some, like, security guard, like, $5 to get in. And he, like, let us in through the back.
No,
wait a minute.
No, you didn't.
I swear.
Wait, but not tonight.
Excuse me?
No.
He was in Seattle.
No, Tacoma Dome.
Yeah. You paid a guy $5?
Yeah.
$5?
It's a magic handshake, you know?
Where did you sit?
Oh, we had to find our own seats.
All right. Could you turn down the evening news back there, Josh?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right.
I also, I got pictures of it on...
All right, you idiot. Jackass. Did you dump that out, Anderson?
Please.
Yeah.
Right on.
Listen, everybody who's got themselves a screwy website and thinks they're going to plug it over the air... You can do it through legitimate means by talking to us, and perhaps we'll take pity on you. But if you just blurt it out, it don't get on the air, because Anderson over there has himself a dump button, and the show has a 10-second delay.
It'll block all that out.
Yep.
You been boxing with him lately? David Allen Greer?
No. I've been working too much, and he's too big. I think I scare him with my left hook. Nicole?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Well, it's kind of the weirdest thing. Like, I'm 18 and I've never had a boyfriend, and everyone tells me it's really odd. And it's not like I'm bad looking. I'm actually, like, everyone tells me, well, you should have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I really want one after looking at all my friends.
Have you been dating at all?
What?
You date at all?
Yeah, I've dated, like, a couple guys. Like, I've dated probably about 3 guys in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you date a little more and don't feel the need to have a boyfriend? I think it's very protective not to have one at your age. It's
yeah,
a good
and
thing.
That's like I totally see that because I am going to be leaving for college in a couple months.
You're going to college, you're changing a lot, you're engaging in life, you're going to meet a whole new group of peers and friends.
Yeah, and the whole thing with that, though, is that I kind of back out. Like, I guess, like, a lot of the guys that I date could definitely turn into, like, more than just dating.
Yeah, but you're 18. Why do that to yourself? Why
and
commit?
I don't want it.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, leave
exactly
her alone,
right.
Drew.
That's exactly right. Like, I don't want really necessarily.
Leave her alone. I'm trying to support her.
I know, but you're enabling her.
Where are you going to school?
I'm hopefully going to Seattle. I don't know. Maybe East Coast. But it's...
Seattle, it's, East Coast.
Same place. I can see you're very serious about your education.
As of now, I just want to not be in high school. But I think...
I see.
I was listening to your show a couple nights ago, and you guys brought up a very good point about when you lose somebody close to you, you kind of don't want to replace them. Like, I don't talk to my brother anymore.
Mm. How come?
He's a drug addict. I just didn't agree with a lot of the things he did.
So that was painful to lose him.
And he still lives with me, and I just don't talk to him.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 20.
Yeah. Well, you're smart to hit the road and go off somewhere to college.
Mm-hmm.
What base have you gotten to? Are you a virgin?
Yeah, I am.
She just dated 3 guys. Dated.
Well, you never know. But, Nicole, it still sounds like you'd rather do a little more than dating.
I would, and I kind of feel like I'm missing out on a lot of things by not exploring more in relationships, but it's just kind of like...
Well, listen, don't put pressure on yourself. Just keep yourself open. Okay. If you meet a good guy, go out with him.
And if you know what? There is a guy that I really like right now, and he's dating one of my really best friends.
Uh-oh.
And he actually hooked up a year ago, and we hadn't talked for a year because a friend of mine had told me one night that...
She's into him.
That he... What?
Yeah, but that she's into him, right?
No. Right before me and this guy were going to hook up, one of my friends that was kind of like a brother to me told me that that this guy only wanted me for sex. And so I was like, okay, being the virgin that I am, I'm not going to do that. But
Just figure that all guys have that orientation.
Yeah.
Just assume that's their priority. That may not be where they stop, but that's their priority.
I'm just saying she's going to think herself right out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Doing too much thinking.
It's all right, though.
A couple of wine coolers, hit off the joint, just relax.
Oh, God.
Take it slow, right, Drew?
Oh, my God.
Yes, indeed. Erica?
Yeah?
You're 15?
I had a question for you guys, but can you wait till Nick gets there? Because I have a question for him, too.
All right.
No.
No?
No, I don't care.
But I understand that's why she got the call through.
No, I swear, I have a question for you.
All
but
right.
I also just have one quick question for Nick.
I think I can answer any question you give to Nick. Go ahead.
Well, it's not really a question. It's just my friend, she really, really likes him. And I'm
yeah,
like,
he knows. He's not interested.
Oh, I know. But
yeah.
I was wondering if he could say hi to her.
So. Yeah. Well, I'll say hi to her for Nick.
Nick says...
Okay, her name is Brand.
Brand?
Brand, yes.
Brand. Brand?
B-R-I-A-N-D.
Brand.
Brand.
Yes.
Hi, this is Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. I want to say hi to Brand.
Okay, now what's your question, Erica?
I came home, and...
Stop. Don't go back now.
Okay.
Erica, what's that? You came home.
I came home, and I was home early, and nobody was expecting me home. And I found, I didn't find him, but I heard my stepbrother and my mom, and they were talking, and I found out that they were sleeping together.
What'd they say, exactly?
They were planning on when to do it. like next.
What did they say, exactly?
Let me think.
Yeah.
What?
What?
What did they say?
They were talking just like about like their schedules and stuff.
How old is your stepbrother?
19.
Oh, he has a very heavy schedule, I'm sure. Yeah.
He goes to college.
Yeah.
Where were they that they didn't know you were home?
They were in his bedroom. And that's like in the back of the house.
And you were just standing outside there listening?
I was in the hall.
And why didn't they...
The door wasn't closed all the way.
And did they say, we have to meet to have sex?
No, they were just talking. I couldn't hear everything.
See, we either this is bogus, or you misinterpret... These are our thoughts. Or you misinterpreted what was being said, and we're trying to evaluate this.
That could have actually happened.
It could have actually happened, but not from what she's telling us.
We're going to need some more, you know, concrete evidence.
Yeah.
I guess I could have misinterpreted it, maybe.
Okay. All right. That's okay, baby. But why are you thinking about it so much?
Because she wanted to talk to Nick Carter.
Okay.
No, I don't like him.
I see.
I don't have anything against him.
Hold on. Yes. I'm very upset for Nick. All right, goofball.
No, Adam,
All right.
Off with you.
I don't have time for the kids tonight, Drew. Maybe you've gathered
tonight?
That. Most nights.
Mm. Interesting. Samantha.
Well, no, this is what I want to say to everybody. If you have an allegation, fine. But be prepared to support it in some meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm with you on that.
Well, we have more of that in this show than at just about any other place on the planet. Here's what I think's happening. And then you go, well, why do you think that? And they go... Huh? You go, what makes you think your stepbrother's going to sleep with your stepmom? Or your brother's going to sleep with your stepmom? It's like you came to them with the allegation now.
Yeah.
Then they start filling it in, but it doesn't really make sense. It's bad radio, Drew. Samantha?
Yes.
You're 25.
Yeah.
What's up?
I think I've been diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorders before.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing big, just little things, but
Hair pulling?
I'm sorry?
Hair pulling?
Hair?
Pulling?
No. I count syllables.
Count syllables.
I count little stupid things, but I think that in my relationships, I think I get obsessed too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very obsessed that I can't help it, and I find myself. I'm so scared right now. I don't know what to do.
Why are you scared?
Because I can't control it. I mean, I've been with this guy for about over a year now, and I don't love him, and he doesn't love me, and that's fine.
Okay.
You know, because you know, I'm not looking for that right now.
We'll get out of there.
That's not the point, though. It's just the point is that even though I know I don't love him, I feel myself obsessed with him. I think that I'm a sane person, but insane in a way.
Have you taken any medication for this?
I used to take Zoloft.
Why don't you see if somebody maybe get you back on meds? Maybe it'll be easier for you to reconnect with reality.
And the thing is, it didn't help much.
Maybe that's the wrong medicine for you.
I'm sorry?
Maybe that was the wrong medication.
I'm not sure. I just know that, like, last night, what happened was he didn't answer he turned off his cell phone, and so I was supposed to go to work, so his cell phone was off, and it scared me, because usually when I'm over, he turns off his cell phone, which maybe he's a bad guy, but the point is, it's not, forget him for a minute, just me. The thing is I could not control it, and in my mind, he had somebody over, and I was just thinking all these things.
Samantha? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
How many syllables in psychiatrist?
Four.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Fast.
Is that right, Drew?
Practiced.
I'm going to look that up during the commercial break and check up on you. All right. You
I
need to get
into a car last night.
While you're driving or were you walking?
The thing is, I had saw a car that I thought that I had seen at his house before, and I saw
all right, but
it.
Samantha, look, you've got a lot of mental health issues going on here. A lot. You're 25. It's not about kid stuff anymore. It's about a very entrenched way of thinking, a mood problem, anxiety problems, obsessive-compulsive features. You need to have some treatment. You're suffering with this. You're making bad choices in relationship. You're not getting on in your life. Let's take care of this. Let's get some treatment, all right? It's time. It's time. And I can tell you that if you can't engage in some sort of talk therapy or behavioral therapies that are effective for you, and they take a long time, medication would significantly reduce your suffering. Okay?
It won't help me.
The right medicine will.
Is there anything that will help me?
Yes, a lot of, yes, I'm telling you, though, things that will help you, but you've got to go ask for the help.
Yeah, why not? Why go through life the way you're going through life?
How much worse could it be?
She had a serious chemical imbalance, and she needed to be balanced.
Absolutely.
Chris.
Yeah?
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Well,
I already don't believe him. Already.
What's
nothing. Go ahead. Yep, see. See that? Sarah, we've had like one legitimate call tonight so far.
No, that is not
they've
true.
They've been bogus.
We started off with more bogus last night than we did tonight. It is so true, though, Drew. You hear a guy, and I don't know if it's just the sort of jack-off tone or what it is.
It's
age meets insincerity meets what?
It's. I look at the question up there, and it's something horrible. And the guy answering the phone is, like, gleeful. Gleeful and had full of bravado. Like,
no,
wait a minute. That's not somebody that's talking about these awful
things. No, he just, what was his question?
Like, whoop. It's like, hey, that's not somebody that's
no, he was
about.
He was having, no, what was his question?
He and his girlfriend have walked in on his parents having sex.
That's not horrible for
not
a 19-year-old.
No, it's not horrible, but it'd be like, hey, I got something to talk about. Like,
yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm really upset about this, why I'm calling.
I don't even compare it. I don't take their attitude and compare it to their question. I just hear their voice.
Yeah. Well, how they make me feel is my thing.
Yeah, like you want to punch them.
Right.
Clarice?
Hi.
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
Yeah, like, ever since me and my boyfriend had sex, my friends told me that it would pop my cherry and that it would, like, bleed a lot. But when we had sex, and he doesn't have a small penis, it's fairly large. But when we had sex, it didn't pop and it didn't hurt or anything. And I orgasmed and it felt good and everything. And I even had some of the secretion that you've talked about before.
I mean, you gushed.
Yeah.
Wow, first time out.
Is it? Are they still calling it popping the cherry?
I guess that's what my friends call.
Yeah, the popping is a figure of speech.
Really?
Yeah, there's no popping that goes on.
No, but they break the cherry.
Yeah, they feel some pain and then gives way.
I thought that was something from the 70s. I don't even remember saying popping the cherry like when I was in high school. I don't remember popping cherries.
It didn't hurt.
Good. Maybe you didn't have one anymore.
But, and then ever since we had sex, like, it feels like someone put a balloon up in there and then they, like, inflated it inside me.
So you have some pain. Any discharge?
What do you mean, like urine or?
No, I mean like any pus or anything funny coming out?
No, not really.
Any irritation around the outside?
Yeah, it feels like a balloon.
Yeah. How long ago did you have sex?
We had sex like a month ago.
No, you got to get a pelvic exam, okay?
You should
be getting one now anyway at your age.
Yeah.
Cervical cancer kills women in their 20s. It prevents that from happening. You're sexually active now, so it's important to do that as part of your normal health care. And now you have some funny symptoms that lead me to be concerned about infection. And you ought to get checked out.
Maybe there is a balloon up there.
Maybe you left a balloon behind.
Have you been dating a clown?
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here is my stout. When I get a hot tub, hear me shout.
I know people think
bizarre.
I should say something, but I'm not going to.
Pour me out.
Wow.
Well.
What was that about?
Can you do the dreidel song, Therese?
Therese?
That's it?
I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Hey, you don't have a lot of range, do you, baby?
Here's my answer.
Come on, give me another song. Oh, my God. It's even Weirdo Broad Night on Love Line. And the guys we expected from, but the women... Have we gotten more bogus calls to this show in the last 3 weeks than we've gotten in the past 3 years?
No. We've got more in the last 3 weeks than we've had in the last 9 years.
Oh, 9 years.
Yeah.
How's that go? Is it just one of these things like pit bull attacks or freeway shootings? They just seem to come in clusters?
I'm asking for y'all at the control tower there to screen out the BS.
Well... If this keeps up, men and women calling with these bogus calls, we're only going to take calls from hermaphrodites. Agreed, Drew?
Sure.
Hermaphrodite Wednesday. John?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I got this thing with my teachers. Well, not really lots of them, just like one, where I get sexual, like, obsessions with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'll, you know, like, arrange to have them drive me home. Or, like, she went to, like, the movies 2 weeks ago, and I found out she was going to go, and, like, she went to go see, like, Chocolat, and, like, somehow dragged my friends to go see it just because she was going to be there, and, like...
How do you find out she's going to see the movie?
Well, I asked her what she was going to do this weekend.
How do you figure out what time and which...
Well, I just sort of, like, went and hung out in Westfield, and I checked what time movies were playing, and they were, like...
Yeah, it was probably 12 different times. How'd you decide which one?
She was going to go that night, so I figured she wasn't going to go for a 9 o'clock show because that was probably too late for her, so I figured like 7.
Okay. And did you see her?
Yeah.
Did you say hi to her?
Yeah. And like it happens like every year, like with a new teacher, like I get these like... I just start like obsessing about it. Like,
he needs a girlfriend, right?
Yeah, you either need a girlfriend or a beanbag chair you can rent.
Well, I have like... A sort of girlfriend, like, this, you know, comes over and we do whatever, but, like, I could care, like, less about her.
Is there anything you need to tell us about your past? Anything like, weird?
Like, abuse?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, maybe, like, 8 years ago.
So you were 8. What happened?
Well, there was some sexual abuse for, like, a short time, but...
All right, with an older person?
Yeah.
I'm thinking bogus again.
Yeah, I didn't believe this guy.
But
no, I swear to God.
All right, that's whatever.
Where were you? I mean, how'd this happen?
What, the abuse?
Yeah.
Well, I was staying at my grandparents' house and like it's in Portugal, Nelly. And then it was my older cousin, like a relative, and he just sort of, it's kind of vivid. He started, like, showing me things, and we started, like, doing stuff.
How old was he?
He must have been 15 at that time.
And you were 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something.
That can screw with your workings. Your workings of your attachments to people and your attraction.
Have you ever got any counseling for this?
Well, I used to see a therapist for a couple of years, but this, I never brought up the subject. Like,
all right, you might want to check that out, right, John?
What'd you do? Just talk about tetherball and stuff? I mean, what do you talk about your therapist with, you know, when you're 12, other than this?
Oh, it was like an eating disorder.
You had an eating disorder?
Yeah.
But that's some of that is from this trauma.
I'm sure all of it is. What kind of eating disorder did you have?
Anorexia.
Really? I didn't know guys got that very often.
Not very often, but they do get it.
Hey, John?
Yeah?
I think it's time to talk to someone again, and this time you got to tell them everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we think every call's a bogus call, so the people actually need help don't get it. You see how it works?
Yeah.
It's a ripple effect. All right, let's take ourselves a little break and regroup, Drew.
That would be a good idea.
I think you need a hug. When we come back, we're going to speak to Daryl.
When's he coming back? Coming out.
Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys?
That's right.
Should be out here pretty soon.
Right.
They just finished their gig up over there at the Staples Center, and he's coming here straight away. When we come back... Oh, he just called. And when is he coming over here, Anderson?
He'll be in here like 10, 15 minutes.
10, 15 minutes. Daryl, oh, that's from Engineer Anderson. So either he's already here or he won't be here for 3 days. Daryl is waiting on hold. He's 23. He's an alcoholic. He can't have erections anymore. Wants to know what's up with this. We'll tell him about it after this. Oh, yeah. Everybody now. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. Sasha Alexander from Dawson Creek will be in here tomorrow night. Cast of Mad TV. Somebody from NYPD Blue next week. Newfound Glory.
Issei Morales.
Issei Morales. Oh, yeah. Oh, is that from... I couldn't read it from here. Anyway, Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys is going to be in here in just a couple of few minutes, and we will hop back to the phones. Daryl?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
You're an alcoholic?
I guess.
Okay.
I'm really not sure. You drink a lot, I guess.
All right.
Okay, my question is, I've been abusing alcohol for about 3 or 4 years, the vodka. And I've recently quit about 3 weeks now.
Mm.
And I've been experiencing numbness on my left side and my fingertips and my feet.
Well, you're detoxing. Have you been sleeping at all during that time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me about it. It's so terrible once you quit.
Yeah, you mean tremor? Tremulous still, too?
A little bit, but it's getting better.
Okay. Well, you're detoxing. It takes a while to get off
this
stuff.
How long does it usually take? Cause
well, if you're untreated, it can drag on for a while. Really? Certainly 3 weeks would not be an unreasonable period of time. The real intense stuff is usually about a week.
How does it go faster when you're treated?
It's as though the whole thing is sort of suppressed. It's
Why?
Kind of a syndrome.
They give you medications?
Yeah. You have to get a lot of medicine.
Yeah, see, I'm doing it on my own, so.
Yeah.
What about the numbness?
The numbness, people get all kinds of funny symptoms when they're detoxing. Certainly... numbness, shakiness, unsteadiness. I've seen, you name it, I've seen it.
But it should go away?
It should go away.
Longer than 3 weeks, though, right?
Yeah, another week or so. Once you're not tremulous and you're sort of starting to feel normal, although your sleep will be messed up for about 6 months, and your moods are going to be screwed up, especially if you don't get into recovery. I expect to feel like hell if you don't get involved in some sort of program. You've got to replace that alcohol with some process here.
Mm. And I'm also experiencing no erection. Can't.
Well, you have sympathetic overload, so not that would not be a surprise.
Sympathetic overload is a good name for a band.
Mm.
I'm going to name my next project, the Sympathetic Overload Project. Mm. Well, what should he do?
I think he's probably okay. Take lots of B vitamins, lots of fluids, and get in the program.
Fluids, but not grain alcohol.
Not that sort of fluid.
You mean like water?
Water and something in it.
Like what?
Like a Gatorade.
Scotch?
Gatorade.
Scotch and water?
No, Gatorade.
Gatorade and water?
Mm.
How about just drinking the Gatorade?
Gatorade would be great.
Why? You know, I was reading the Gatorade thing the other day. It has like, I don't know.
All you need
weird stuff in there.
You need salt, basically. You need fluid. You need salt. You need water and salt balance. You need,
does the salt keep the fluid in you?
Yes. And it also doesn't cause any dilution of anything you already...
How does the salt keep the fluid in you?
It basically, your kidney gets fluid out of you. See, I would say this in a way that's understandable.
Well, you don't know.
No, no, I know. It affects the way the kidney dumps fluid, water, out.
So you don't process as much water?
So you will tend to retain sodium and water if you're taking in sodium and water.
I see. Do people take salt tablets anymore?
No.
Remember when athletes used to take salt tablets?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they take those anymore? Okay. You're a great doctor.
That I don't know.
Paul?
Yeah.
You're 25?
All right.
What's the question?
It's more of a clinical question. Dr. Drew would probably know about it. After having an orgasm, when I'm laying on my back or whatever way I'm laying down, if I kind of touch my finger in a very light way, like against the bottom side of my penis, I can feel like a radiating going down to the bottom of my feet, like towards the back of my legs. I think it's like the sciatic nerve.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to know if he's ever heard of anything like that. I'm not scared about it.
There are all kinds of symptoms that people get after an orgasm that just are indicative of the whole process of orgasm.
I don't know. I was thinking
it's nothing you should worry about. Women complain about this all the time.
Yeah, for me, I can't hear women talk.
Yeah.
Penny, for your thoughts, huh?
Yeah, I was thinking is maybe some of the sacral nerves.
No, Paul. Okay. Forget it. Stop. Okay. Stop thinking that way because that's not going to put you down a fruitful path.
Oh, okay.
Now, why don't you leave your pecker alone after you have the orgasm?
It's a spinal mechanism, okay? Uh-huh. Spinal. It's a feedback loop that's through the spinal column that's stimulating afferent pathways.
Well, what do you think? You have cancer or something?
Oh, no. I wasn't scared. I just wanted to know if you've ever heard of anything.
Yes.
Like
yes. Just
listen,
relax.
After you have that orgasm, all bets are off with the penis. You get that weird shiver thing sometimes. Right. All kinds of weird feelings. You're not supposed to touch your penis after an orgasm. Well, that's the one time you leave it alone.
It's super sensitive at that point, and it's due to a spinal mechanism. And the ones that are not well understood, the function of orgasm is not that well understood.
My penis is like a burn victim after I orgasm, which is, you don't get near it. It hurts. Yeah. Leave it be.
Put it in sort of a laminar flow room.
That's right. Put one of those oxygen tents around it.
Sure, yeah.
Have Michael Jackson come visit it on the weekend? Just leave it be. Jenny?
Yeah?
Oh. Well, here's Nick Carter now. Hold on a second there, Jenny.
Okay.
I'll just put them on hold. Nick, have a seat there, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Good to see you.
How are you?
Put those headphones on. Adjust your volume there and tell us all about it.
What's up?
Nick, now... We met the Backstreet Boys at the Home Team show, right? Bradshaw show. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was
four or five years ago.
How long? How long did the show last?
They canceled it halfway into our segment, I think. And since then, what do you sold? 55 million copies, 55 million CDs since we saw you last.
That's okay, huh?
Yeah, that's not bad. You just get off stage at the Staples Center?
Yeah, we just got done performing.
How'd that go for you?
It went really good. I mean, it was a sold-out crowd, and it was just we actually were taping it for a CBS special.
When does that air?
I don't know. Sometime summer, maybe a little bit sooner.
Have you guys played the Staples Center since they made it the Staples Center?
I don't know if we have or not. I really can't remember.
Since they made it the Staples Center? What was it before?
Well, the Forum, obviously, is where the Lakers used to play.
You know what?
No, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking of the sports arena, which is down the street.
Different.
Yeah, it's different, but what I'm saying is it hasn't been there very long.
Right.
And I'm just curious, since it's been there a relatively short period of time, if this is your first or second time around. But who cares now, Drew? You've soured me through this whole line of questioning. You want to talk about us?
Sure.
You have any opinions?
Where'd you get that shirt?
Hey, I got this shirt for the man show. Thank you very much, Nick. Nick grew up in, where, Orlando?
No, I grew up in Tampa.
Oh.
Actually.
But now,
you know, close to Orlando.
I was reading here that the band got together in 93.
Yep.
But you're 21 now, right?
Yep.
So what?
You were 13?
13?
12, actually. I was 12 going on 13.
Wow.
So I've been in the group for 8 years now.
How long was the band around before they cut their first CD?
Before we dropped our first CD in America, we were around for like 3 years over in Europe.
Oh, you started in Europe?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we started in Europe, actually, about around the time Snoop had dropped Doggy Style in Nirvana, you know, let Nevermind out.
And did you guys, you were touring in Europe at 14, 15 years old?
Yep.
And were you polishing your, you know, honing your skills, polishing your act in Europe? I mean, was that the plan, go to Europe and work out all the
beats? I don't think it was, I mean, it was a little bit of that. I mean, actually, turned out to be that, but then, you know, in the beginning, basically what it was that, you know, America just wasn't ready for a five-guy white group, you know?
Right. Well, I guess...
Because New Kids on the Block had just, you know, had all that big controversial stuff
right
around that time.
Well, there was a little... New Kids on the Block were real hot in the early 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they went away. And then there was a little boy band Backlash, which was, done with that. Let's hear some Nirvana and Soundgarden and all that good stuff. And then people calmed down for a while, and then the bands made their way back.
See, we came out with who dropped around the same time we did. Spice Girls did. Hanson did.
Right.
It was us. Actually, we were a little bit before the Spice Girls, and we were a little mad because, you know, you know, the Spice Girls had dropped two singles, and they did really good, and we weren't doing nothing at all.
And
they had just came in, and we were, you know, been in forever, and then they came in, milked the market, and left.
Now, these Backstreet Boys weren't guys you went to junior high with. I mean, you were recruited, right?
No, actually, well, two of the guys, Kevin and Brian, are cousins. They've known each other for, I don't know, their whole lives. And, you know, me, AJ, and Howie, we knew each other actually even a little bit before 8 years. The group's actually been together for 8 years, but me, Howie, and AJ, we knew each other like 2 years before that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, AJ actually knew Howie even 6 years before that.
I always just thought everyone was, like, recruited.
Nah. We knew each other.
We interviewed 98 Degrees, remember?
Yeah.
And they were talking about how they were basically all pages at Universal Studios.
Well, they were, like, recruited.
Yeah, and they were just recruited. I mean, they were from all over the country.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like,
really? I didn't know.
Wasn't 98 Degrees?
NSYNC is recruited.
Or was it NSYNC? Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't like them. You can't talk about them, right?
Nah, it's cool.
Right. No, he's 55 million records. What do you care?
It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's cool. The guys are cool. They're cool guys.
They seem like it. They're not on the show, so we can say whatever we want about them. And I doubt they'll be in here anytime soon. All right, so where do you live now?
Where I live, I still have a place in Tampa.
And do you like doing all the touring? I mean, do you like the lifestyle?
I love it. We haven't been touring in about a year since the Millennium Tour. And now we're doing the Black and Blue Tour, and it's going really good. We're having fun. I mean, we're up there just giving it all again.
And when do you go to Europe?
We go to Europe like sometime, I don't know, sometime like late summer.
And what's with late the, summer, yeah. You're going to do some producing or managing?
Yeah, I've actually been, you know, producing and, you know, co-managing a band. And I'm actually managing till the time they get picked up or whatever.
Born Into Chaos?
Yeah, it's a band from Tampa. My best friend's in the band.
Can't you just force them to be picked up?
Nah, it's, you know what, I thought it was going to be that easy, but it, you know what, it's not. You know, it's, you gotta pay your dues no matter what, you know, and I've come to find that out with these guys. You know, they've been together for about a year now, and when they first got together, see, what it was my friend, my friend Brent, he's one of the guys in the group, he's a guitar player. You know, I had asked him to, you know, I said, what do you want to do? You want to do something, you know? And so he was in a really low point of his life and everything. And I said, well, what do you want to do? You know, get yourself out of there and everything. And I said, and I'd suggest it, man, you know, because he liked to play guitar and everything. I said, you know, if you get your guitar skills, you know, really rolling and everything, and you get a group together, you know, I'll help fund you. I'll help put you out. I'll help, you know, help you tour and make records, you know? And I said, but you got to want it. So that's what they're doing right now, you know. And I saw myself, you know, achieving. You know, I've known this kid for a long time. You know, me and him are just best buds and everything. And I saw myself, you know, achieving, you know, the dream that I've wanted my whole life. And, you know, I just wanted him to do it too. You know, so basically I'm using my money, everything that I've had, and I'm helping him out with his band.
But you could get your label to pick him up if you wanted.
Well, I mean, we're actually... Dude, I'll tell you what, we've gone through song to song. I've been like, you know, guys, you got to check out this band. You know, they're going to be doing something, you know, and people are starting to pick up on him a little bit. And, you know, our label's like, oh... Well, let's get him in the studio. Let's do some more demos and see what they sound like in a little more time. I say, hey, man, do it now, you know. But, you know, you'd think it would be easy to do that and put him on our label, or especially even Jive.
No, no.
You know,
listen, we have our own. I understand fully, because on a much lesser scale, people come up to me and say, hey, can you give me one of those Man Show sweatshirts? And I go, I don't think they'll give me one. And Drew goes, who are you kidding? It's your show. Go get one. And I go, I think they'll yell at me if I try to get one. So I understand sometimes just doesn't
it's not
mean you
easy,
get to
man.
Do everything.
It's not easy.
All right, let's take ourselves a little bit of a break here, Drew. And when we come back, we'll speak to Vanessa, who's 20. After sex with boyfriend, he gets small cuts on his pee-pee. We'll talk to her and him about it after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Over there, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Nick Carter's here from the Backstreet Boys. Still sweaty from his stage appearance at the Staples Center. And we thank him for coming by straight away.
Thanks for letting me on.
You guys are in town tonight, obviously, so you just go back to the hotel, get some rest tonight. You doing a bunch of press or something tomorrow?
I don't know what the heck we're doing tomorrow. Hey, Rose, what are you doing? No.
But you guys break off and go different directions, right? I mean, you don't have to all travel as a...
Yeah, we can do whatever we want, yeah.
Like tonight. All right, let's speak to Vanessa, who's 20. Vanessa?
Hello.
What's up?
Well, after my boyfriend and I have sex, he gets little, it almost looks like razor blade cuts around the head of his penis.
Is he wearing a condom?
Yes.
Could it be a allergy to that?
We've tried different condoms. He has been to the doctor.
Yeah.
The doctor said it looked like a yeast infection.
Hmm.
And he's been putting Lamisil cream on it.
Hmm.
But it never fails. It's like after every time we have sex.
Does it ever heal completely?
It does heal completely. We have to wait for it to heal because he's in so much pain.
And have you tried polyurethane condoms or animal skin condoms?
We've tried everything.
Then you sure?
Wait a minute. Does he have the cuts immediately after sex?
No, it's usually like later on that day or the next day. And he's not circumcised. So I thought that had to do something with it, and that's what the doctor kind of said.
Right, and that's where the sort of yeast comes into this. But
yeah, because the skin...
But they look like... Why little cuts? Is that drying?
Yeah, just like chafing and cracking. But the herpes
Hold
can
on.
Do this, too.
I got a theory here. You don't keep your keys up there, do you, Vanessa?
No.
I had a girlfriend. She kept the Heidi key.
You're right. Contact dermatitis, the nickel from the keys. You're right, Adam.
Listen, I've said a million times, if I had a vagina, I would keep stuff there. Think about it.
He swears that my
extra
dad
set of keys, what have you, dice, just things you'd want. Change for the meter.
Money.
Yeah, right. Right, and why not?
The purse.
Sure.
He swears my dad put a razor blade up there so he couldn't touch me. But it's,
that's
I mean, we
lovely.
Joke about it, but he's in so much pain that we don't know what to do anymore.
Again, it can be herpes. Ooh. So you probably should have a dermatologist take a look at this when he's having a little outbreak. Okay?
Wouldn't Vanessa have yeast if he got yeast?
Because they wear a condom all the time.
Yeah, but it's every religiously you wear a condom?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, and it's just started probably, I'm going to say, 4 months ago.
It's a bad irritation, that's for sure. It may be a reaction to the condom. And you've used the animal skin condoms?
Yeah, he has bought the animal skin condoms.
All right. I would stick with those, but if he gets an outbreak again, get into a dermatologist.
Okay.
I'm worried about herpes here.
Okay. How about you give him oral sex for a month and give him a little break?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all right.
As if.
Well, listen, I think as soon as his penis is healed, it's back back into the fire it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets irritated again and never gets healed. So what you call a vicious cycle. Amanda?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yeah. Nick, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
She's never heard that from a young girl before. Sure.
Are you ever going to do an album with Aaron?
Am I ever going to do an album with Aaron?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to do an album. I might do a couple songs with him or something.
Yeah, because I love your little brother, too. He's so adorable.
Oh, that's your little brother?
Yeah, that's my little brat brother.
He's like 13?
Yeah.
And he's rapping and dancing and everything?
He's a lot cooler than me.
Wow, I've seen that. Drew, have you seen that kid?
No.
He's got an album out, right? He's got videos out.
Yeah.
He's filling up places and selling, moving. I mean, he sold a few CDs, right?
He's doing good, man.
Did your parents encourage him along?
He kind of wanted it himself, man. He's been in the business for a while now.
Did your parents encourage you into it?
No. Mean, it's all something you gotta want it.
But I mean, they
helped.
They helped. They have some knowledge of this.
They helped.
They supported these little ideas you guys had.
Of course.
Well, how do you know? How do you know when you can sing? Do you know what I mean?
I mean,
how old were you? Were you 9? Were you singing?
I don't remember. I was so young, I don't remember.
But, Drew, do you think that's one of those innate sort of God-given kind of either got it or you don't, and if you do got it, it just starts coming out, starts coming to the surface kind of thing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
You just start doing it at a young age naturally, and you start gravitating. I mean, you were singing, were you like doing school plays and in choir?
Yeah, I was doing school plays, you know. So, I mean, I guess I could sing, so, you know, what happened was I went and took a couple vocal lessons here and there just to help, you know, learn how to sing properly, I guess. There is a way to, you know, sing right and wrong.
Oh, I know. Drew, you know, I sing wrong. That's how I know. But Drew was in Man of La Mancha when he was like 10, right? But Drew sings opera. And, boy, you really parlayed that into quite a living.
It's been very useful.
Give us a sample.
Amanda?
Yes.
Who's crying in the background?
My 5-month-old. My mom's taking care of her right now, so I could say hi to Nick. Nick, are you going to do anything with Leslie?
Well, Leslie, man, she knows my whole family.
Yeah, who's that? Your sister?
That's my sister. Yeah, she signed to DreamWorks, so she's like going to do something too.
She sings or acts?
Yeah, she sings.
When is her album going to come out?
I don't know yet. I think they're still like, you know, prepping her.
Yeah, because I have her first 2 songs.
Oh, you do?
Amanda sounds 11.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, Amanda?
Yeah.
And by the way, my sister, she's very talented. She borrows money. That's her big talent. Amanda, are you all right? Anybody molest you growing up?
No.
Huh?
You got
that little girl voice.
That's just how I talk.
No.
What happened?
Nothing.
Tell us the truth.
Seriously.
Tell us the truth.
Seriously.
Where's your dad?
In his room sleeping.
Is that a grave or prison? Where is he?
His room.
All right. And when did you lose your virginity?
When I was 17 and a half.
Who touched you before then?
No one.
Be truthful.
The first time you had sex, you got pregnant?
No.
You got a 5-and-a-half-month-old and you're...
I was very serious with her father, so...
Where's her father now?
At work.
We're just trying to do the math. You have a 5-month-old.
Yeah.
You're pregnant for, what is it now, 6 months? How long does that take, Drew?
9 months.
9 months. So,
you're 18 now.
There you go with about 15
I'm
months.
I'm 19 next month.
I see.
All right. So you dated him 3 months before you got pregnant?
No, I was with him 9 months.
Okay. All right, it all checks out.
You
all seriously?
They were trying to bust you.
Amanda, seriously, just tell us.
She's afraid she's going to ruin her image in Nick's eyes, see?
No, Nick doesn't care. That turns him on.
I'm sure that...
You more than me.
Seriously, somebody...
Adam.
You don't give us any details. Just tell us yes or no.
What?
Something physical.
Somebody
physical.
Touched you. Yeah. Physical? Something physical.
No.
No? No beatings?
No.
All right. It doesn't check out. All right, Amanda.
Okay.
If you're lying, I'll see you in hell. All right?
Sure, Adam.
All right.
I love you, Nick.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah? You think you could have cracked her if you had a little more time, Drew? Jenny?
Yeah, hi.
You're 14. What's up?
Yeah, well, first of all, Nick, I've been an enormously huge fan for, like, I don't know, since I was 9. But I'm sure you don't want to hear that. Anyway, I do have a serious question. My mom, she's afraid to lose weight.
Afraid to lose weight?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Scared her boobs will get smaller?
No. She's afraid of looking good because I think it has something to do because when she was four, she was molested by her cousin.
Yeah, that's what people do. They will gain weight as a way of repelling people from them.
I mean, she has, like, diabetes. She takes, like, 9
pounds. Oh, geez.
Yep.
Oh,
yep. Boy. That's why I got all the hair on my ass. It's my nature's defenses. I want to repel those guys.
No, I'm so worried about her.
All right. Jenny, hold on a second, because we got to take a break.
Okay.
All right?
Alrighty.
We'll get right back with you and figure out your mom, though, all right?
Okie doke.
Okay. Nick Carter's here from the Backstreet Boys. We'll take a little break. We'll get back with Jenny and Big Mama, Gilbert Grape's mom, after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back. Call them at 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Nick Carter's here from the Backstreet Boys.
Yes, sir.
Black and Blue, of course, is the name of the CD. 8 times gone platinum.
Yep, worldwide.
Oh, what do you got to do? Sell a million to go platinum?
Yep. That's what you got to do.
Now, I got a question you may not have an answer for, but it came up last night when Nelly Furtado was on this show. It's a million to go platinum in the U.S., but in Canada, it's less.
I think it's like 500 or something.
500. So yeah. If you got 8 million, no. If it's gone platinum 8 times worldwide, is that 8 million? And if, or should be less?
Should be less unless you're talking about China.
Yeah. How many?
And then all you need is 50 for Germany.
50 for Germany and 45 million.
Yeah.
No, 50,000.
50,000.
For China, though, you need, yeah, that would make sense. All right. I'd like to find out how you go platinum.
Canada's 30 million people. We have 350 million. You would think it'd be 100,000.
How many does China have? Does it have like 2 billion now or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
it'll be 10 times more there.
Well, Pink Lady, were they Chinese? What did they do? No. I can't think of any Chinese bands off the top of my head.
Pizzicato 5?
are they Japanese?
Japanese, excuse me. Beg your pardon.
Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 14. What's up?
Yeah, it's my mom.
Oh, yes. Right. She's gaining weight to make herself unattractive.
Yeah, well, she lost 30 pounds recently, and that's better because, you know, it doesn't put her at risk for, like, heart attack or anything. But she's really, really young.
Well, how old is she?
Well, I'm 14, and she's only 37.
Mm.
And how much does she weigh?
I don't know. She's at least, like, 50 to 70 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm. So she's 160?
No, she's
180?
More like 210
maybe like
or something.
200.
200, okay.
Okay, and you're basically trying to save your mom.
Yeah, I mean, she's a great person, and she's just afraid to, like, look good because she doesn't want to be, like, you know, taken advantage of.
But how do you know all these details?
She tells me.
Really? She burdens you with all that?
Well,
I don't want to lose weight because then I'll be raped or I'll have sex.
Well, I don't, she just...
Where's your dad?
Me to be careful, I guess.
Sure. Where's your dad?
Oh, my dad, they've been happily married for, like, 16 years now.
But...
They're sleeping together right now.
But why is it that she can tolerate him being attracted to her? Or maybe he's into that, by the way.
I don't know.
Is he a black guy?
No, it's the fact that my dad and them have been together since high school.
Yeah.
And she wasn't overweight then.
So?
And so, like, you know, that's like real love, you know? And so she completely trusts my dad, and my dad's a completely trustworthy person, and they're so disgustingly in love. It's like they're just going out or something. It's really nasty.
Hmm.
But
okay.
So why are you so concerned about her?
Because
I think she has a very gratifying emotional life.
I'm worried about her health. And, I mean,
get her to exercise a little bit. Don't focus on the weight. Get the exercise. Exercise is more important than anything else anyway.
What about the emotional?
Well, you just told us that she had lived this wonderful emotional life, so it's...
Jenny!
Because of the her past, because when she was four...
I understand, but our concern would be her ability to maintain intimacy, and you're telling us she has this wonderful relationship, so that's not such a big issue. It's really purely the health issue with her weight, and she has difficulty containing her appetite, so get her to exercise.
Okay.
Even if she remains diabetic, exercise is the key thing for diabetics. Especially walking.
Given up chocolate, so I guess
walking after meals.
No, she is diabetic.
Is she diabetic or not?
Yeah, we have a history of diabetes.
Is she diabetic or not?
Yes, she is.
And she's still eating concentrated sugars?
She's No, not as much. We gave it up.
She is still eating concentrated sugars?
Leave her alone.
If she's eating concentrated sugars, you got to get her into her doctor immediately, and she needs to sit down with a dietitian.
She's going to her doctor once a month.
She needs to sit down with a dietitian to figure out what is up here. You maybe ought to go with her to one of those meetings.
Hey, Jenny?
Yeah?
You want to get her to exercise?
Yeah, we do
Taibo. Here's the way to do it. You dress up as a hot dog, and she chases you around the house.
Okay.
I used to do that with my
mom. You're a genius.
It was great fun. Neighbors couldn't make heads or tails of it, you know, through the windows at night. But it really, really got the pounds off her. I actually would dress up as a dime bag, and my mom would chase me around. She chased me around the park. It was great. Jesus Christ, she listened to this show, she's going to kill me. Hey, Jenny.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Jenny, don't get so caught up in your mom's emotional well-being, would you?
Just be...
You're the kid.
Be 14.
Be the kid, yeah.
All right.
You know, get stuff caught in your braces.
I don't have any.
Well, get some braces. Get a retainer and then lose it. So your parents get mad at you. Doodle on your peachy folder. Have crushes on guys. You don't get all caught up in mom and her sexual abuse of the past.
All right.
It's going to freak you out too much.
All right. Well, Nick, thank you very much because you're just like a huge inspiration to me. So.
All right. Well, thank you. You take care.
Certainly, all right, the mom.
Take care of your mom.
Has burdened her with it all her life, no doubt.
Yeah, listen, parents, don't start getting into that stuff with your mom. With your kids, it freaks them out. Everyone's had some freaky ass happen to them or have been involved with this or that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't sit your kids down and tell them about every threesome you're in or every time you got raped or what your uncle did. You just leave them alone. Let them be kids for a change. Danielle?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
When I have sex, I like leak fluid. It doesn't seem normal to me because
probably got a bad hose.
No, I don't.
Hydraulic pump.
Washer.
No, it's just like too much fluid. It comes out like water, and it leaves a huge puddle.
Uh-huh.
It's disgusting. It's very embarrassing, and I don't know. It just started recently happening.
It's a normal thing.
It's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's just too much, and I didn't know if there was something wrong or.
Nothing wrong. It's
I think you're drinking too much fluids.
You think?
Is it? But it's. Did you say it was from an orgasm or just from having sex?
It's just from having sex. I've never had an orgasm.
See, sometimes the gushing can occur. When you have the orgasm, it's going to gush even worse, though.
Okay.
So, and it's good. It's an okay thing.
You got that to look forward to.
Okay.
And is it just? Does it feel like just moisture, like lubrication?
No, it's just. It feels like water. It just leaks down. I can feel it leaking.
And you're not urinating.
Too much agua.
It's not or anything. It just leaks down like water coming from my vagina.
Okay. That can be normal.
Nick's trying to eat, so could you knock off the dripping vagina conversation for just a little bit?
Okay.
It's really nauseating. And I'm trying to masturbate to Nick eating over here, so
hey, man,
you're really screwing things up. No, I'm sorry. It's after 11. All right, let's talk to Connie. Connie's 15. Connie?
Hi.
What's up?
Okay, my friend, she has been sexually abusing me. She's been having me do sexual favors for her, and she's kind of manipulating me.
How old is she?
She's 15 now. She was 14 when this was happening. She's 3 months younger than me.
Sexually abusing you. Be more specific.
Well, she was manipulating me, making me feel special, I guess. So I would do things for her, sexual things for her.
Sexual favors.
Yeah.
Well, give us
sexual. Hold on a second. You know what's funny about sexual favors? It sounds like someone called you up and go, "Yeah, I got to move my vagina this weekend. You give me a hand. You got it. Your brother Kurt's got a truck, right? Yeah.
This is what you're used to being manipulated by your friends.
Yeah. Well,
okay, it's a little different.
How about after softball? Could you come by?
Tell us specifically how she manipulated you.
Well, when it very first started, she was over at my house and she was like. She would hold my hand and make me feel special. This was when I was fat and ugly and everything bad was happening to me in my life. And
hey, Connie?
Yeah?
You can't say the S word.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the radio there, baby.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
And so she would hold my hand. She would say things to me that made me feel maybe there's something.
Is she your best friend?
She was.
She was.
And she's a year younger.
Yeah, well, 3 months.
I see. And So what do you guys do sexually?
Do you have to ask me that?
Yes.
Well, what do two girls do sexually together?
I don't know. We get a wide range. I mean, you guys are having oral sex then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get persnippety, baby. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, why do you feel like you have to do it?
I don't feel... I feel like that if I don't, maybe I'll lose her friendship. Maybe she'll, you know, tell everyone that it's happening.
Well, here's what I understand is you perceive this as a manipulation. How do you think somebody would seduce you?
What do you mean?
If they... I mean, what would that look like if somebody were just trying to express physical intimacy to you? Would that always be a manipulation?
I don't know.
Somebody holds your hand, tells you they care about you very much, and one it progresses.
The difference is that she won't do it in front of anybody.
Not like Adam, who masturbates in front of Nick.
No, I don't want her to.
Well, maybe she knows that. Hey, here's what we're getting at. Maybe she thinks of you as her girlfriend.
Exactly.
No, she doesn't. I know she doesn't because she told me. She told me I can't tell anyone.
Well, yeah, maybe she'd be embarrassed about being a lesbian. Maybe. No,
is she like that with anybody else?
I don't think so.
No, I said she thinks of you as your girlfriend.
Listen,
meanwhile, she doesn't want to be ostracized at school and have other people find out about it.
But she's open lesbian.
And by the way, Connie, if you were with a guy, there are plenty of guys that'll treat you like this too.
Yeah,
I know. I've had it happen.
Mm. So here we go.
What's going on, baby?
You were abused a lot when you were younger, huh?
Well, I was not by family or anything.
But you were big time abused.
It was by one of my brother's friends.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
It just went on for a while?
It only happened a few times, but it was like I was like 6 and he was like 13 and he was making me do things for him.
Okay, so now you got someone else making you do things, or even though they're things that you may want to do, they feel like someone's making you do something.
Yeah,
it's all the projection of what you expect from people, this transference of everyone is going to try to get to manipulate me to have sex, and of course you repeat the trauma over and over again. You need some treatment here, Connie. You got to deal with this.
And I've been wanting to...
Went right over that.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk to her about it, you know, maybe to stop it.
Well, why don't you? I mean, are you that worried about losing someone's friendship who's sort of coercing you into sex?
Yeah, but she may not perceive this at all. She may not, the friend
I know
may not.
She's not, but I'm asking Connie, logically. I mean, you're worried about hurting her feelings when you feel like she's forcing you into sex?
I don't know. It's really hard to bring it up because I tried to once and she was just like, no, I'm not doing anything like that. And then she tried to make me do stuff.
Yeah. Well, Connie, why don't you not hang around with her?
It's kind of hard.
I know it's hard because then you couldn't repeat this drama.
Yeah.
She plays along and plays into this fantasy.
Yeah. God forbid when you bring something up to her, like tell her how you're feeling and she acknowledges it and it tries to reassure you, and then tries to physically embrace you, you perceive that as the trauma all over again.
Well, I don't know. Drew, you may be spinning this a little farther than you need to, too. Mm. Connie.
Yeah?
You got to get some help for yourself.
Okay.
Because whatever your brother's friend did to you many years ago...
It's being reenacted over and over.
Permeated your life, and that's become your crime.
It's become who you are.
Okay.
The victim.
Okay.
So you got to break this.
You got to get some counseling, all right?
Okay.
And meanwhile, don't hang out with this person. It's simple
math,
everybody.
Either that or give up the victim role. Stop being the victim.
Well, if she stopped being a victim, she might have to admit she was a lesbian.
Or admit that she's into this relationship.
Right. Yeah. What do you think, Nick?
I wonder if she has a boyfriend.
No. You think she does? Well, we can find out. Connie?
I did when it first happened.
You had a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, when it first happened.
But not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Did he find out?
No, no one knows. You're like the first people I've told.
Okay. Well, no one listens, so you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Your secret is safe.
Get yourself some counseling, please. And stop repeating this.
Okay.
And don't hang out with her. Okay. All right. Listen, the only reason you hang out with lesbians in high school is for protection. That's what I learned. You need someone's ass kicked, you hang out with the lesbian.
Yeah.
You don't need the protection, you move on.
That's how you dealt with Chris and Ray, huh?
Yeah. I used to use lesbians in my high school as what I call enforcers.
Mm.
Bodyguards. You know, Nick.
Right.
You guys got a lot of lesbian bodyguards, right?
Yeah, a couple.
Sarah?
Yeah?
You're 14. What's up?
I'm 17.
I mean 17, my mistake.
Okay, I was just wondering if Nick was gonna do like a play or anything, or do a solo album during their break in 2002.
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure we'll all, like, I think we'll all do something probably individually, you know, and we're going to all support each other when we do it. I mean, it'll, I can't really say when it's going to be because, you know, we do enjoy making albums together and we're having a lot of fun doing it. But, I mean, there's times when we might just be like, hey, let's do something individually. But I think no matter what, we'll always come back together, you know, yeah. And we'll stick a group.
So you don't have any specific plans of doing solo stuff?
No, nothing. But I can't say that we won't do something.
Your album is awesome, and so is the show.
Well, thank you.
Well, you sound a lot different on the phone than you do in interviews.
Well, he's not usually making love to a hamburger when he's doing interviews.
Sound different on the phone?
Yeah.
On the call?
Yeah. Hey, Sarah?
Hello?
Sarah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah's her made-up name.
Oh, I see.
Caller who goes by Sarah.
Caller goes by. You want Nick? You want Nick to leave an outgoing message on your phone machine where he just belches into it? Probably worth something.
I wouldn't quite mind that, but I find burps disgusting. So.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's the 7-Up. It's the fluid.
All right, baby.
You're Nick Carter. You can do it.
That's right. That's right. His farts don't smell.
You are Sarah.
Bye, Sarah. All right, let's talk to... Wait a minute. I think we should hear a song because Nick's going to eat that burger. And this will give him a little chomp in time. Here's a little something from the Backstreet Boys called... What? Oh, no, it's up on the screen.
Falling Away.
Oh, Anderson doesn't have it. Oh,
no.
This is Born in a Chaos.
This is my band.
Oh, okay.
I got a song here.
Oh, I thought we were playing a Backstreet Boys song. All right.
Man.
Why? They handed me the black and blue.
See?
I guess you guys have had enough airplay. Here's some Born in a Chaos. There we go. We got it there, Anderson? Yes. Falling Away. There? That is Born in a Chaos. Falling Away. Nick Carter is... managing the band, right?
Yeah, for the time being. I mean, I'm just managing just to until they get picked up.
Well, maybe they will now that they've had a little national exposure. We will take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Ashley, who's 19, having sex for a year, still painful. Wants to know what the problem is after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Nick Carter's our guest tonight from the Backstreet Boys. And he and we are ready to get back on the phones and save America one screwed up teen at a time. Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 19. What's up?
Okay, well, basically, I've been having sex with, like, a boyfriend for about a year now. And he's the first guy I've ever had sex with. And it still hurts. And... now he's suggesting, well, since it still hurts, we should have anal sex. And
oh, no, this is quite a guy.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, yeah, if vaginal sex hurts, what makes you think I'm going to want to have anal sex?
Yes, you did the orifice math there.
Yeah.
And
So did he, unfortunately.
And it was correct.
His thing was, his deal was, oh, this one hurts? Give me the next one.
Right.
Right.
Truly is Sir Walter Raleigh. We finally found him.
Chivalry is not dead. You okay, baby? How's the cornhole? All right. That's lovely.
And, like, we've tried different positions, and we've tried, like,
at what point do you,
everything.
At what point do you have pain? Is it right at penetration, or after a while?
It's after a while. Like...
after how long?
Like, just maybe, like, 10 minutes?
Well, maybe 10 minutes is all you're good for. Really, some women, 10 minutes, that's it.
It's like... but it's like...
yeah.
I don't have that problem. Like, I guess... It kind of gets dry, but
that's right.
when we use lubrication.
Yeah, but why do you have difficulty imagining that 10 minutes is all you need or want?
Because I've never orgasmed after 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, you're not going to. Well, you mean you do eventually?
Yeah, like through other
other
methods.
That's the point.
Oral sex.
Oral sex, masturbation.
That, right. But that's the point. That 10 minutes is long enough for you. That's it. You're not going to have orgasm during intercourse. And by doing it longer, it's not going to make it more likely to happen. It's going to make it less likely to happen.
Ever?
See, okay, Ashley.
Yeah.
You think that there's an orgasm that's floating out there at the 18 or 22 minute mark, and if you could just reach that, then you'd have your orgasm, right?
Well,
it's not.
I guess it's just because, you know, my friends are like, what's wrong with you? You know, they're like, they can have orgasms.
Many
whores, don't listen to them.
Many 19-year-olds do not have orgasm at all. Most do not during intercourse. Most.
Is it like a permanent thing that will...
No, as you get older, you might find it. But most women at 19 are not having
orgasm. Drew and I were discussing this some weeks back. As you get older, things loosen up and start falling out of you.
Really?
Your teeth, your bowels, urine, fecal matter, orgasms, your hair... Stuff just starts falling off you as you get older. If you think about it, you know what I mean?
I don't have that problem.
No, you're young and spry, but one day things will start falling out of you. And for women, the orgasm just gets loose. It's like you know what it's like? It's like there's a tree inside the vagina, and the orgasms as they're young are green apples. I mean, they're not ready to come off that tree.
Sour.
But as they get older, they get ripe.
You know what?
And they fall on the ground, and then they rot, and then squirrels eat them.
I'm really,
squirrels.
I'm really starting to believe.
Yeah. I wonder who the squirrels are.
I should write children's books.
As women get older,
isn't it like a tree, Drew? Isn't that a good analogy?
Yeah, it's a reasonable analogy.
It's brilliant.
And I really think as women get older, their testosterone levels start to go up, their estrogen levels start to drop, and that really is true. As by the time they hit menopause, it's why that sort of caricature of a horny old lady kind of thing. That horny old lady was probably a sort of disinterested 19-year-old like Ashley.
At one time.
Really? And I had a very bizarre conversation with Christina Ferrari today where she was saying, if I knew what I knew now, I'd have sex with lots of guys when I was 19. I thought, really? If you were in that 19-year-old body, she thought, No, I wouldn't be interested.
Wasn't into it.
The biology just isn't there at 19.
Well, that doesn't go with everybody, though.
Not everybody.
But that's sort of a general and reasonable trend.
But, Nick, I got to tell you, every woman you're with, if she ain't having an orgasm, she's going to fake it because you're in the Backstreet Boys. You understand? It's too much pressure. She's got to come through.
You know you get the same problem.
It's good.
Yeah, that's you. Huh?
Yeah, I get, you done, get off. Yeah, women do start becoming men in their 50s. They get that mustache. They cut their hair short. They start getting thick around the shoulders and the hips. No, you don't want to. No, you can get old, just not your wife. And they start becoming men, and then it's like, come here, give me some. Yeah, I need it. Thank you.
And then they smile.
Yeah, they become men.
And men?
And men become women. They get saggy. They don't want sex anymore.
What movies have you been watching?
No, believe me. This is what life holds in store for you. This is the future.
I don't see it. I don't want
this to. This is the future.
We never talk about this, do we? Because we're not dealing with that stage of life here on this show.
But really do women stop making
estrogen? Yeah, and they start making more.
Do they start making, or the testosterone doesn't get shut off?
They make more. I don't know. They certainly have more circulating around for the adrenals start producing a bunch more.
So women make estrogen and testosterone.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
And the estrogen goes away eventually.
Yes.
And the testosterone keeps going.
Yeah.
And what are men? Do we make any estrogen?
Yeah. That's why we get breasts when
we're 13. What the heck is
13.
Estrogen?
What is it?
That's woman juice.
It's a woman juice, yeah. It's a female hormone.
That's the juice women got in them. And men, it's like, you know, men have Mountain Dew in them and women have Pepsi. But we got a little Pepsi in us, too, and they got some Mountain Dew in them, too. And eventually their Pepsi fountain runs dry, and all they get is Mountain Dew.
Basically.
And that's when they grow those mustaches.
Right, basically.
All right. You got all figured out for you.
You learn things on this show.
Oh, hell yes. Jackie? You don't remember them because you're stoned, but you do learn them. Jackie? You're 16. What's up?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Don.
What's up?
What's up?
I just want to say I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Thank you.
You guys are so awesome.
Thanks.
And I stick up for you guys, even though I get BS from everyone.
Oh,
That's a nice
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I do it with a lot of pride, though.
Well, thank you.
You guys rule. Anyhow, I want to ask you about the Backstreet Project. Is that comic book, like, out?
Yeah, it was out, but, you know, I think, I think we kind of just, it kind of just dried up, you know, kind of like the estrogen.
It was just a temporary thing.
It was temporary.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I wanted it to continue on, but, you know, the other fellas just weren't feeling it too much longer.
Oh, it's your idea. Go for it.
I know.
Oh, damn.
I do promote that, don't I?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Well, yeah. Maybe Nick will come with the solo comic.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right, Jackie.
See you.
Can you say hi to my friend Lindsay, please?
Hello, Lindsay.
She's Lindsay Bartle. She's a huge AJ fan. We're both BSB freaks.
All right. Don't be freaks. Just be, you know.
Keep fighting the good fight there, Jackie.
Bye-bye.
Good
Bye.
Time, baby. Sarah.
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have a couple questions for Nick, but first I wanted to say that all your guys' names are on my shoe.
Oh, great.
So yeah. You step on us every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all of us, Drew, Nick, and Adam.
Yes, except
yes.
Adam, you're on my folder.
Nice, oh, Adam. Nice. Sorry, guys.
You're lucky. See?
So I graduated in
she
the folder.
She gets to open you up every day.
Yeah, but I must say, Dr. Drew has a sexy voice, so.
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah.
I think she likes his voice.
Anyway, Nick, I was wondering what your parents thought when you first joined the Backstreet Boys.
Well, my parents think, they supported me. You know, my mom supported me, both of them. I mean, my dad still drives my bus, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, still drives my bus. Like, he was a truck driver a long time ago,
about
so.
In Europe and stuff? Like, all by yourself when you were 14 or 15?
No, they went over there. They took turns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're, like, happy about your little brother, too?
What's that?
So yeah. They're happy about your little
yeah,
brother,
yeah, my mom's with my brother right now.
And did you have to drop out of school and stuff?
Yeah, I dropped out.
Oh,
I didn't drop out. I mean, graduated still, but just not in high school. I never went to high school at all.
Oh, right, because you were like in eighth grade or something, yep, when you got going with this stuff.
Did you have tutors?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Anyway,
you had sex
I have another
with
question.
All of them. Yes.
When the song you. I Want It That Way first came out, you know, the version released on the radio was different from the version released on the Millennium album.
It wasn't always different. I mean, what happened, it was a big political thing. Our record company wanted to release a version that was like, that I guess made more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went in the studio and recorded a whole new version. And the original version, the one that's on the album, the one that just says, I don't know, guess I forget the words. But anyways, it's one that doesn't really make any sense.
Really?
And that's the one we wanted to keep. But then they decided to put the newer version, the one we went in the studio and re-recorded, on the radio, and we had to pull it off the radio and put the other one back on, mm-hmm, because we weren't feeling that version. And it's just, I mean, it was really crazy.
Yeah, personally, I like the other one better, but, you know.
Which one?
The one, I don't know, it's like the one on the album is the one I don't want to hear you say I want it that way, and the other one was like, I love it when I hear you.
Yeah. You like the other one? You like I love it?
Yeah.
You do.
I have, like, a really bad copy off the radio from, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, because it only played for, like, a couple days or, like, a week at the most.
Yeah, when it first came out, I caught it, and I thought, I was like, ooh, the new Backstreet Boys song, and so I recorded it, and then it changed.
So you like the first one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of the way it goes, like, especially when you're young, you hear a song, and then you hear a remake, or
you don't like it.
You like the first, even when you hear the original, sometimes you hear the remake second,
yeah,
and then you hear the original.
That's the one you like.
The remake is the original in your mind.
Of course. That goes on anybody.
Hey, Renee?
Yeah.
You're 24?
I sure am.
What's up?
Well, I'm just having trouble figuring out if I want to get married or not.
All right.
So,
I would suspect not.
Well, my fiance, she lives in San Diego, and I live here near Upland, and we've been doing this for about, you know, 6 years.
Again,
6 years.
You sound like you really don't want to get married.
Well, you know, it's just an iffy thing. I mean,
but sometimes it can be you can be scared. You
yeah,
know?
But it's not an iffy thing. It's I'm scared.
Yeah,
he's saying he doesn't want to.
Are you scared, Renee?
Well, I am, and I'm not. I mean, I
thank guess, you.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Have you been in this thing for how long?
For 8.5 years.
He doesn't know how to end it is the problem.
2 days ago was 8.5 years. So
you do not want to get married.
Hold on. 2 years. Oh wait. 2 days ago was 8.5 years.
Exactly.
You celebrate your half anniversaries when you've been
together? See, I don't do that.
Nobody does that.
Nah, man, a lot of people out there do it.
But women do that, and she's got him. She's in.
Yeah,
you understand?
You do that in the first 6 months of the relationship. You do your 6 months.
That's because they want gifts every, you know.
Not at eight.
But this is someone that has made you her savior, right?
Basically.
Yeah. You're the perfect person. You're saving her. You're not responsible for the other person. You shouldn't be marrying a charity case.
No, not at all.
Do you love her?
Oh, I love her a lot.
Yeah, you know, but yeah.
The thing is that...
Here's the ultimate question. Do you think about other women? Or do you look at other women in a certain way?
All the time, he said.
All the time. I mean, she knows that.
Then you're just not ready. That's what I think.
I mean, in August, we're going to get married. So we're supposed to get married.
Yeah.
And, you know, the dilemma is...
Here's the dilemma.
What's his dilemma?
Go ahead.
Is that, you know, I've been with other girls, and she doesn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I see.
That's the beginning of the dilemma.
Right. Renee.
Yeah.
Let me give you some advice. There's a difference between you wanting to get married and you not wanting to break up.
Right.
And what you want to do is not want to break up, not get married. You don't want to get married. You don't want to break her heart.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going forward with it because you don't want to break her heart.
You don't want to hurt her.
Not because you want to get married.
Well, he just doesn't have the skill to get out. He doesn't know how to get out.
Yeah, you don't know how to get out because you've never gotten out.
I'll tell you good advice. I mean, if you...
Fake your own death. Right?
Well, besides that,
oh,
you know.
Okay.
You know, go to some friends.
I have
friends. Go, your friends can usually help you out of situations like that.
I do, and he tells me, you know, to not get married. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with my best friend. You know, my parents say, well, what are you going to do? You know, what is he going to do when you get married? You know, we spend so much time with each other.
You're gay.
Oh, Drew, no. Please, Drew.
How dare you
make that allegation.
Nice to have those drops back,
yeah,
though.
Renee?
Yeah.
You two don't live together, right?
Not at all.
Oh. So that makes it much easier, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But soon you will live together, and you'll have a kid, and it'll be a year and a half from now,
and then you'll want out,
and now you got big, big problems. This is the kind of thing that you could work out, and you could be over and done with by the summer. Clear.
Back on the beach.
So I could be at Havasu?
You could be at Havasu holding a big sign up that said, show us your... Sorry, Anderson. What are you going
to
do?
I think the one thing is I guess also in respect to her, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I guess you just shouldn't put her through this any longer, you know?
Yeah. You're not doing anyone a favor.
Yeah, you're staying with her out of sympathy. That's why you let it go along this long.
I'm telling you what, man.
Right. Now, that's very disrespectful of her.
But
it's a very good point you make, Drew, a very rare, very good point, which is when you've been with someone since you've been 13 and a half or 14, you don't know how to break up with somebody.
You've never done it?
This guy probably would have been all right with getting out of this relationship 4 or 5 years ago.
Easily.
No problem. He's probably been cheating around since he was 18 or 19. He doesn't have that skill. You need that skill. Lord knows I've helped people with that skill. I've let many a person dump me.
You're helping them now.
Holding that skill.
Yeah, she doesn't repel with quite the same intensity, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a break. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys is our guest tonight. We'll be back with Nick and you after this.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Yep, that's my favorite riff. That's Newfound Glory, actually, who'll be on the show next week. So we'll hear that song over and over and over again. Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys is our guest tonight. Just finished a set over there at the Staples Center. I don't know if you do a set in front of 20,000 people. I think it's more than a gig.
Show. It's a show.
It's a show.
Yeah.
Set, small group, gig, slightly bigger group, show. 20,000 people, and he was nice enough to basically just leave stage and run right over here. So we're glad to have him for the next 15 minutes. Carrie?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yeah. I had a question for Nick.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a strange question, but I'm seeing this guy right now, and he claims that Brian is his uncle. And I was wondering if that, I don't know if you know or not, but could that possibly be true? He says by marriage.
Well, what is his name?
Randy.
What is his last name? You know, I wouldn't really know. I wouldn't know.
He said that they live over in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Well, I know Brian's wife is from Georgia.
Yeah?
So, I mean, there's a possibility, you know. There's a lot of homegrown there.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering, because it sounds kind of bizarre, and I was like, well, that's really cool if it's true, but if not, I thought that was kind of weird.
Wait,
and Adam?
Yeah? You're going to dump him if you find out it's not true?
Oh, no, no. I just was interested. It's not...
Mm-hmm. You certainly wonder about a guy lying about stuff like that. But anyway, Adam what, Carrie?
I wanted to say that I really enjoy masturbating to the show sometimes.
Oh, really?
To the man show or to this show?
This show.
Oh, interesting.
To the sound of my nasally drone?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know. It's just something I do before I go to bed, and I usually have Loveline on, so... I just thought you might get a kick out of that.
I did, and I do. But what do you think about?
Usually, whatever the topic is, kind of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, have you done it yet tonight?
No.
All right. So should we cook up something for you?
Sure, if you want to.
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, I can't.
No.
I'm in Atlanta, so I hear the show. Like, I'll hear it tomorrow.
Oh, you'll hear it tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't we just keep you on hold and you can just listen through the telephone?
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I'll say we'll cook up a nice sultry song, a nice sultry call for you.
Okay.
And you can just masturbate to that, right?
Okay.
You don't use the phone to masturbate, do you?
No.
Okay, good. Then you can listen at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, where are your parents?
My mom's asleep.
I see. Okay. You have a lock on your door?
No.
Yeah, you see, women can masturbate because they don't get a boner. They can, you know, guys can't cover it up. There's nothing worse. I mean, we all got busted in high school. It's like boots hanging out of the end of the comforter, sweat on the brow, sweatshirt with hood hanging out, and big lump in the thing. And you're like, nothing, just lying here. The TV's on channel 3 and it's fuzzy. You know, you can't pull that off.
I saw you in the man show with a hands-free.
Oh, yeah. That was a good manovation. Yeah. But, you know, seriously, the thing about women is all you have to do is stop, and you're not popped.
Yeah.
Unless you're in the tub, popped, like right, producer yeah. Han, in which case popped. It's tall order. But even then, you're taking a bath. I mean, all you have to do is move your hand, and you're done. Guys, you move your hand, you just got that boner hanging there. You can't do anything with that. What are you going to do? Even if you're wearing a towel or bathrobe or...
Want to see if this is doing anything for Carrie?
We got to call
no, my really want to see if this is doing anything for Carrie?
She got him carried away.
Carrie?
Yes.
Is Adam talking? Is this doing something for you?
No, not no. really.
Okay.
Not yet.
Shocker.
No,
yeah,
sorry. Sorry.
Way to go, Adam.
Ah!
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all you're left with as a man is that big, huge, throbbing, pulsating... Purple, undulating.
You're something else, I'll tell you what.
Black boner.
You're something.
Trevor Carey again?
Sarah?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, like a couple weeks ago, my boyfriend let me borrow his laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking to find if I could find a disc to save some of the stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
And in the section I was looking in, I found a picture off the internet of like a little girl that was like naked. She looked like maybe like 11.
Oh, how's Carrie supposed to masturbate to that? Use your brain, woman.
And then there's also like pictures like out of a magazine of like little girls in underwear.
Uh-oh.
It's like, I'm like really like, I can't enjoy sex anymore because it's like...
Did he have any weird sexual experiences as a child?
I don't know. Like, we've only been together like 4 months.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 21.
That's not a great sign.
No.
And like, I don't know, like, right now, like, he wears just a tee, but like his friends joke, like, saying that he looks like a child molester when he has like just a mustache.
Most guys look like child molesters with mustaches. But here's the thing about child pornography or any portrayals of children in a sexual way. You're either in or you're out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to 99% of guys and women, it's just disgusting.
Not disgusting. Like, it's like zero sex.
Because like when I found out, I was like, "What the? F- you know, what
all
is
right,
this?"
Thanks.
You know?
Well, it's not to see a young child disgusting. It's just like that's not a sexual.
No, I'm not. I don't throw up when I see a kid. I mean, the idea of a child being portrayed in a sexual way
disgusting.
Is disgusting.
Yeah.
to 99% of people. But for that 1%, it's game on. But there's not too many people that are sort of, yeah, like a sprinkling of kitty porn when I'm in the mood. That I don't believe that exists. Right. You think that exists?
No, I don't even think the 1%.
So if you see something, it's game on.
Yeah, he's into it.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Like I would wanting to maybe bring it up, but like I don't want him to think like I'm a snoop or like that.
Well, you've found these ads with child underwear or whatnot.
I think you could bring it up just to give him the opportunity to try to explain himself. Maybe he's doing some research on Calvin Klein advertising techniques or something like that. I mean, maybe there's something.
Keep your eyes open.
Yeah. Well, you give him a chance to explain himself. But if it's not good, I think you're out.
Okay, and I have another question.
Yeah.
Okay, when we have sex, like we do it rough, and like by like the end of the night, and like the next day, like my stomach will hurt.
And he wants you to call him daddy.
Huh?
No.
Are you getting pelvic exams regularly?
Yeah.
And when was your last one?
It was like last April or May.
It was a year ago.
Yeah.
So time to get another one.
Yeah.
What are you using for birth control?
I'm on the pill.
Good.
Good.
Okay.
Don't let this guy get you with his soiled seed. His demon soiled seed. That'd be a good name for a band, too. Demon seed?
Just soiled seed.
Soiled seed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they figured out where it came from.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think... Carrie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you masturbate to that child porn call?
Not at all.
I'm sorry, baby.
Get me something better, Adam.
I don't know. What do you like? What are you into? Lesbian calls?
No. Give me a heterosexual call.
What about like a nice herpes call?
Oh, no. That wouldn't
no?
do it for me.
Crabs?
No.
Chancroid, something like that?
No. Talk to somebody interested in Nick.
Oh, okay. You know, we only have about...
4 seconds.
4 seconds. All we have is Alicia here. She's 14. Is that too young for you? Oh, we have Shauna over here. Hold on. Shauna?
Hello?
You into Nick?
Yeah.
What would you do to him if you guys were alone together?
Oh, I'll spank him.
Nah. Yeah, keep going.
Good God.
But that's not my question.
All right, well, you only have 10 seconds now, so I'm going to read your question.
Okay.
You want to be a new artist?
Yes.
You sing?
Yeah.
And you want to form a band or a group?
No, just me all by myself.
I see. All right. Well, the problem is we're out of show. But in Nick, you can shed whatever light you want on this, but there's no quick answer, is there?
Yeah, there is.
There is?
You just got to stick with it. If you first of all, well, this is really quick. I'll tell you what's quick. You got to know whether or not you think that you have the talent to do it, and then you got to just stick with it and not give up and just constantly work at it.
There you go.
All right, there. We'll be back. Well, there you go. Another fabulous Loveline show in the can. I want to thank Nick for coming out here tonight. And I know how hectic your schedule is. And I know there's many other things and places you would have rather done and places you'd rather been after you stepped off stage.
This has definitely been an experience.
Well, we do thank you for rushing over after
the
show.
Didn't know you kind of people existed.
We certainly does. So, thanks a lot. Backstreet Boys, everybody, and what's up? Oh, yes, Born Into Chaos is also the name of the new band, so until
tomorrow
next
night,
time.
Sasha Alexander.
Check him out.
Yes, true.
Are you falling asleep?
I'm trying. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
If I knew what I knew now, I'd have sex with lots of guys when I was 19.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.